is Moods for Moderns doing their version of the Moves Do Ya here on 83 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. A lot of people will say, hey, wait, Monster, that's an ELO cover. That's an ELO. No, no. Well, Jeff Lynne, who was, of course, in ELO, he was in the Move before that, and originally the Move did that, and then ELO technically covered the song. Hey, before the Moods for Modern, how about the Posies with Dream All Day from a Frosting on the Beater? Hey, speaking of listening to some great music, each and every Thursday evening you can tune in to your rockin' attorney Eric Jackson Lurie for Courts in Session retakes. Classic artist of rock and country and soul, but he plays new music by these artists. It's a great program. It's each and every Thursday evening at 8 with an encore presentation Mondays at noon right here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
I taught for 20 years until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. I am your host for at least the next hour. I can guarantee that. I'll let you know what's going to happen in this hour. Each year, right around this time, I do a thing called Gone But Not Forgotten. I do a tribute to musicians, artists, people connected to the music industry that we lost the previous year. And I pay tribute to them. I celebrate their lives. I celebrate their contributions to what you listen to, whether you knew it or not, by highlighting this. And I don't always go for the big headlines. I go for the drummer, the publicist, the model who might have been on the cover of an album. People can find that way to help you out. And understand, you know what? These are people we need to be celebrating as well, because their contributions were equally as important, at least in my opinion. For example, first up, I'm going to celebrate the life of Steve Brown. And you're like, Steve Brown, Mockster, I don't know. Steve Brown was a producer. Actually, he started off as like a drum tech roadie. And I think it was for Elton John. He bumped into Elton John in a gas station. Yeah, back in the 70s. And then he went into the studio with a schoolmate of his named Steve Lillywhite. Steve Lillywhite, you might know, did a lot of production and produced a lot of that U2 stuff that we know of, especially from the 1980s. So then Steve Brown got his hand in the production side of things. He's actually known for producing the very first Wham album. He did produce that, but he's also known as the man who gave the Cult their sound. And he was their producer as well. We lost Steve last year. So let's celebrate his life. With something by the Cult. It's Gone But Not Forgotten here on Viva Lamont.
Oh, dignity. You're too young and I'm too well hung, but tonight I'm gonna rock you. 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 Tonight. Oh, yeah.
Mott the Hoople wrapping up that set of music all the way from Memphis here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Now, keep in mind, I'm doing a segment for this entire hour called Gone But Not Forgotten. And I'm highlighting artists and performers and musicians and people just within the music industry who gave something. They gave us their art, their talent. And I'm giving back by paying tribute to those people. Yeah, Ian Hunter, 82 years old, still alive. But I had to play some Mott the Hoople because Mick Bolton, the drummer for Mott the Hoople, passed actually on New Year's Day back in 2021 at the age of 72. He later went on, and I think it was around 1984, he joined Dexy's Midnight Runners on drums. And then before the Mott the Hoople, yeah, we lost Sylvain of the New York Dolls. So I played a song that he co-wrote from their first album, Trash. He passed on January 13th. But at the same time, it allows me to say, you know what? I can also celebrate the work of Peter Mikowski. Yeah, he was 65 when he passed on November 3rd. And he was a classic rock writer, a music writer. He was one of the first to actually take hard rock and heavy metal really seriously. In fact, as a teenager, he got hired in by Sounds Magazine. And he did this Deep Purple review of their Made in Japan album. No one wanted to touch it, and he did it. And Richie Blackmore called him up and was like, do you want to go to Europe with us? Yeah. Peter Mikowski later actually became a press officer for like Black Sabbath and Motorhead and the New York Dolls. So, see, I wanted to tell you, I just played some New York Dolls, tell you about Peter as well. Spinal Tap in there. Tonight, I'm going to rock you tonight. Ian Faith, their manager, passed away back in March 4th, suffering from Lou Gehrig's disease. Real name, Tony Hendra, but I played you some Spinal Tap in tribute of that iconic band. And then the Cult start off the entire set, as I mentioned, Steve Brown, who produced The Cult, passed away on January 2nd. But also, I mentioned he also produced the debut album from Wham. And I should take the opportunity to say that Dion Estes, the bass player for Wham, passed away in October. So I can kind of reveal that. Didn't have to play some Wham. Not that I wouldn't have. I just don't have enough time. That's the challenge. Yes, I've had to thin this out for you. And I'll let you know my background music until I change it. It's Pittsburgh's own Dr. Lonnie Smith, who passed away back in September at the age of 79. He was the Wizard of the Hammond, and his daughter is a good friend of the Moxster and a fellow WRCT DJ. So play some Lonnie Smith as my background music throughout this duration of this entire program. I mentioned I'm not always going to, I guess I should back it up and say, not that I'm not always going to, I'm trying to stay away from the bigger names because they got the headlines. We know about them. And just go maybe a little bit more obscure or to a band that maybe you forgot or maybe you didn't even know about. But there was a big one back in August, and he was a drummer. I gotta play that one. Some Rolling Stones. Charlie Watts, age 80. We lost him on August 24th. We'll be right back.
Back the weather.
Kings X wrapping up that set of music with It's Love here in the Viva La Monica radio program. Played that one because we lost Marsha Z on January 10th of last year. Martha Zazula, actually. She and her husband co-founded a little record label called Megaforce Records back in the 1980s. And were very instrumental in launching the careers, basically, of bands like King's X, Testament, Anthrax, Metallica. So I played you some King's X in celebration of Marsha Z. Also, while I'm speaking of Metallica, I just want to let you know that we also lost Malcolm Dome. He worked for Kerrang and Metal Hammer, but he wrote a book back in 1981 called Encyclopedia Metallica. And conveniently, a band in San Francisco in 1981 started up called Metallica. So, which one came first? Also, Malcolm Dome is known for, he invented the term thrash metal when he was describing Anthrax. We lost Malcolm at the age of 66 back in October 29th of 2021. Before the King's X, Michael Stanley Band, yeah, Cleveland's own Heartland Rockers. We lost Michael Stanley himself March 5th at the age of 72. Played some Status Quo in there because bass player Alan Lancaster passed on September 26th at the age of 72. Also, it gives me a chance to highlight Judy Totten, who passed at the age of 69 in October 20th. Judy actually was a publicist, but she started her career at CBS, and then she went out and launched on her own publicity company. And she took on, like, David Bowie, The Kinks, of course, Status Quo, why I played it, but also she had the Dalai Lama as a client. So I wanted to highlight Judy's contribution. And start off the entire set with the Rolling Stones. Get Off of My Cloud. Charlie Watts, 80, October 24th. If I didn't mention the Status Quo song I played, Pictures of Mastic Men, I mean, it's the go-to. If I didn't mention the Michael Stanley, it was He Can't Love You. Again, the go-to. I almost played This Town, but I just didn't think it would fit in the set. So, yeah, I've got a little bit more depth. Not much, but a little bit. Oh, hey, I want to remind you, just while I'm telling you things, I do want to remind you that Spack Brothers Pizza joined you in supporting WRCT. Now, Spack Brothers Pizza, they offer pizza, but they also have hoagies and wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives, and they don't use any refined sugar in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. Now, Spack Brothers is committed to safety during this ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more at their website, or give them a call at 412-362-SPAC or SPACBrothers.com. Again, that's 412-362-7725, SPACBrothers.com. Spack Brothers Pizza, located on Penn Avenue in the historic Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. So I had a discussion with a friend of mine who is not native of this country. She's actually from the U.K., and we talk about music all the time. And she talks about bands that she's surprised I've heard of because they were maybe a one-hit wonder, if that, over in the UK. Or they were really big in the UK and they just never made it over this way. And I remember years ago speaking with her of a band called Senseless Things. And she was so amazed I'd heard of Senseless Things. Because I've always loved this song. It's Everybody's Gone from Senseless Things. Sadly, their frontman, Mark Keds, passed away on January 11th last year, with suspicious reasons. Don't know the details. He was only 50. Check out some Senseless Things here on Gone But Not Forgotten on the Viva La Monica radio show.
We'll be right back. It's the worst.
Cabaret Voltaire wrapping up that set of music with Don't Argue. We lost Robert H. Kirk, one of the founding members of Cabaret Voltaire, back in September 21st. I knew the date, September 21st. He was only 65 years old. And if you're unfamiliar with Cabaret Voltaire and you've seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off, when Ferris is in his bedroom, if you're like me and I looked at all his posters to see what cool posters he had on the wall, he had this giant Cabaret Voltaire poster on his wall. Before the Cabaret Voltaire, some Bush Tetris with Too Many Creeps, because D Pop, the drummer for Bush Tetris, passed on October 9th at the age of 65. Also, D also played drums with like the Gun Club and Jane County, the Shams, a whole bunch of post-punk bands back in the 1980s. And speaking of post-punk bands, Delta 5 gave us a song I've always loved, Mind Your Own Business. Vocalist, guitarist Jules Sale passed at the age of 63 on the same day as Richard Kirk from Cabaret Voltaire, September 21st. And then I played just some Nirvana. You heard me play Nirvana, Come As You Are, and you're like, wait a minute, dude. I'm pretty sure the remaining members of Nirvana are around. But they are. They are. But I played that because they recorded that album, Nevermind, at Sound City Studios out in California. And Sound City Studios featured this audio board. If you haven't seen the documentary, look it up. It's a great documentary. This audio board that Robert Neve created. He was this audio engineer genius. He was 94 years old, and he passed back in February 12th. So I thought I'd play something that was recorded on that Neve recording board. And speaking of audio geniuses, Lou Ottens passed away at the age of 94 as well, back on March 6th. And he actually invented the cassette tape. So how about a shout-out to Lou. Well, some other artists that, if you want to know, who recorded at Sound Studio, because there is a list, a big list, like Fleetwood Mac recorded there, Pat Benatar, Cheap Trick did their Heaven Tonight album there, Tom Petty recorded there, a bunch of stuff, and then also, like, Rat Out of the Cellar was recorded there, Keel, Saxon, bunch, obviously, of artists have recorded at that studio. And then I start off the entire set, as I mentioned on the get-go, Senseless Things with Everybody's Gone. Frontman Mark Keds passed away on January 11th of 2021 at the age of 50. We are trying to encroach at the top of the hour. These are all the songs that could fit into 1 hour. And so this is what I do. I try to cram as many songs as I can into 1 hour. But I do want to remind you, when I'm playing like that Bush Tetris and the Delta 5 and some of that, that reminds me of a minute pause. Yeah, it's just 60 seconds of time. No, a minute pause. That's just a small, almost insignificant space. Wait. All right, get it right. It's a minute pause. Your host is Sean Watson. It's Easton every Tuesday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. right here on 88.3 FM WRCT. And don't forget, if you are currently...
Mixing some